56. To his sister Vera and his niece Sofia Alexandrovna. Dresden, May the 7th, 19th, 1870. My dear friends Sonichka and Virochka, I have not written to you for much too long a period. The reason is not my laziness, but lies in my many recent anxieties and my generally depressed condition of mind. We are still living in Dresden, and are at present comfortable enough. Little Luba is a dear and most healthy child. As we have already lost a child, we are very anxious about this one. Anya is nursing, and it is clear that she finds it more and more trying to her every day. She has grown very thin and weak, and is consumed with homesickness. I, too, long frightfully for Russia. And from that longing arises my constant enervation. My affairs are in the worst conceivable condition. We certainly have quite enough to live on, but we cannot even think of returning to Russia. Nevertheless, I must get back somehow, for life here is, to me, quite unbearable. To go from here to Petersburg, we should have to make a move before October. Later, it will be too cold, and the little one might easily catch a chill. Moreover, to pay our debts here before we leave, we should need at least 300 rubles. Besides that, the travelling expenses for our whole family and for the instalment in Petersburg, the whole amounts to no small sum. But this is not all. The principal thing is the creditors. I owe them, with the interest, nearly 6,000 rubles. Less than a third, that is 2,000 rubles, I cannot offer them, if they are to consent to wait a year for the rest. But they would not agree to do that, even if I paid this third. They are all furious with me, and would certainly come down without mercy in order to punish me. So you can reckon for yourself what a sum I must have to settle all, and be able to come back. That is, from 3,000 to 4,000 rubles at the least. Where am I to get such an amount? The one thing I can build on is my literary labour. 3 years ago, when I left Russia, I cherished the same hopes. I had just had great success with a novel, and it is therefore comprehensible that I should still be filled with the hope of writing another which will enable me to get rid of all my debts in a year or so. But at that time I paid 3 creditors 7,000 rubles all of a sudden, and this enraged the others, who came down on me, demanding to know why I had satisfied those 3 creditors and not the rest as well. They indicted me, and I took to my heels, but in the hope that I should manage to write another novel in a year and pay off all my debts. That hope was mistaken. The novel has been a failure, and in addition there has happened something that I could not have foreseen, namely that through being obliged to live away from Russia for so long, I am losing the capacity to write decently at all, and so could hope nothing from a fresh attempt at a novel. These difficulties are less of an intellectual than a material nature. For example, while I live abroad, I can have no personal outlook upon the most ordinary events of our period. I have a plan for a new novel, the success of which I consider an absolute certainty, but I cannot decide to write it here, and am obliged to postpone it. For the moment, I am writing a very odd story for the Ruski Vestnik. I have to work off an advance from them. You remember, I dare say, my dear Sonichka, what you wrote with regard to the novel which I did over here, that you wondered how I could undertake and bind myself to get such a work done in a fixed space of time. But the work which I am now writing for the Ruski Vestnik is a good deal more arduous still. I have to cram into 25 sheets material which ought to take at least 50, and that only because it must be finished by a certain date. And I have to do this because for the moment, while I am living abroad, I can't write anything else. The people at the Sarria office praised beyond measure a little story that I published in that journal. Even the newspaper critics, on the Golos, the Peterborgskaya Listok, etc., were most benevolent. But you will hardly believe how it revolts me to write that kind of thing when I have so many fully formed ideas in my mind. That is, to write something quite different from what I want to be at. You can surely understand, Sonichka, that that alone is great torment, and added to it is the desperate state of my affairs. Since I have been absent from Petersburg, all my business matters and connections there have been frightfully neglected. Although the idiot did misfire, several publishers wanted to buy the rights of the second edition from me. They offered me relatively good terms, from 1,500 to 2,000 rubles. But all these projects fell through, for I had no one in Petersburg to look after the business for me. Well, that's how it stands with me. And I say nothing of how very much I grieve for Anna Grigorievna, longing so terribly as she does for Russia. I can't possibly tell everything in this letter. But I have finally resolved to return to Russia in any event in the autumn of this year, and shall quite decidedly get it done somehow. Of course, too, I shall come to Moscow, for business reasons, if for no others. That is, if the creditors do not put me in a Petersburg prison so soon as I arrive there. In any case, I hope to see you all again, my dears, at the beginning of the winter. In truest love, Fyodor Dostoevsky, Anya, and Lyuba.